Good afternoon, children. Welcome to e-learning classes launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. I am K. Sridhar, TGT Maths Physics from Atomic Energy Central School 2, Kalpakkam. In the previous module, we learned about the congruence criteria of the triangles, that is SAS congruence criteria, ASA congruence criteria, AAS congruence criteria, SSS congruence criteria, and RHS congruence criteria. Also, we have discussed the properties of a triangle. That is, the first property, angles opposite to equal sides of an isosceles triangle are equal. And second property, the sides opposite to equal angles of a triangle are equal. Now, in the last module, we will learn inequalities of the triangle. Before learning inequalities, we will revise the concepts learned in the previous module through some examples. Now, the first example. In the figure, AC is equal to BC, angle DCA is equal to angle ECB and angle DBC is equal to angle EAC. You have to prove that triangle DBC is congruence to triangle EAC. By observing the figure and you can see the solution, in triangle ACE and triangle BCD, angle EAC is equal to angle DBC, it is given. AC is equal to BC also is given. And only angle DCA is equal to angle ECB is given. But this third part of the angles are not the complete angle of the triangle. So to get the complete angle, we need to add angle DCE on both sides of angle DCA and angle ECB. By adding angle DCE on both sides, we get angle DCA plus angle DCE is equal to angle ECB plus angle DCE. So by adding this, you will get the complete angle, angle ACE is equal to angle BCD. Now you can observe in both the triangles by two angles and included side are equal. Therefore, triangle EAC is congruence to triangle DBC by ASA congruence criteria. Now, see the second example. In the given figure, triangle ABC is an isosceles triangle in which AB is equal to AC and side BA is produced to D such that AD is equal to AB. Now you have to show that angle BCD is a right angle. To prove this, see the solution. Triangle ABC is an isosceles triangle. Therefore, AB is equal to AC. It is given already in the problem. When AB is equal to AC, two sides are equal. Angles opposite to equal sides are equal. Therefore, angle ABC is equal to angle ACB. Now let these two angles, angle ABC and angle ACB, assume that it is equal to X. Now consider the triangle ACD. In triangle ACD, AC is equal to AD. Since AB is equal to AC, it is given in the problem, and AB is equal to AD by producing, we got it. So from these two we can say that AC is equal to AD. Again, when AC is equal to AD, angles opposite to equal sides are equal. Therefore, angle ACD is equal to angle ADC. And let us assume these two angles are equal to Y. Now, consider the complete triangle, triangle BCD. In triangle BCD, the sum of the three angles is equal to 180 degrees by angle sum property. So, angle B plus angle BCD plus angle D is equal to 180 degrees. So, angle B is angle X, angle BCD is angle X plus angle Y, and angle D is equal to angle Y. Therefore, 2 times of angle X plus 2 times of angle Y is equal to 180 degrees. Now, 2 if you take common, 2 times of angle X plus angle Y is equal to 180. Therefore, angle X plus angle Y is equal to 180 by 2, 90 degrees. Means, angle X plus angle Y is equal to 90. So, angle X plus angle Y is nothing but angle BCD. So, BCD is, angle BCD is 90 degrees. Therefore, BCA is a right triangle. Now, we will learn inequalities of the triangle. Now, the first inequality of the triangle, if two sides of a triangle are unequal, then the angle opposite to the longer side is larger or greater. So, when we are comparing any two sides of a triangle and both the sides are not equal, then definitely one side will be the longer side than the other one. So, the side which is longer, the angle opposite to the longer side is larger. So, if you will see the figure in triangle ABC, if AB is greater than AC, then AB opposite angle is angle C is greater than AC opposite angle is angle B. So, if AB is greater than AC, then angle C is greater than angle B. Now, second inequality property you can see, if two angles of a triangle are not equal, in the first property two sides are not equal, in the second property two angles are not equal, then the side opposite to the longer angle is greater or larger. So, in the same way, when two sides are not equal, the which side is greater, its opposite angle is greater. Same way, if two angles are not equal, then the side opposite to the larger angle is greater. So, by seeing the figure, we can say that in the triangle PQR, if angle Q is greater than angle R, then angle Q opposite side is PR is greater than the side opposite to angle R is PQ. So, PR is greater than PQ. Then, third inequality properties you can see. The sum of any two sides of a triangle is greater than the third side. In the triangle ABC you can see, you can observe the figure. In triangle ABC, the sum of any two sides is always greater than the third side. So, if you are taking AB and AC, sum of AB and AC, that is AB plus AC is greater than BC. If you are taking the other two sides AB and BC, then AB plus BC is greater than the third side, that is AC, or BC plus AC also is greater than AB. So, in this module, we are learning the three inequalities. One is, if the sides are unequal, the angle opposite to the longer side is larger. If angles are not equal, the side opposite to the larger angle is greater. And if sum of any two sides of a triangle is greater than the third side. Now, we will discuss some examples to apply the inequalities of the triangle. Now, the first example you can see in the figure. in the given figure of triangle ABC, angle A is equal to 20 degrees, angle C is equal to 40 degrees. If the bisector of the angle B meets AC at X, prove that BC is greater than XC. Now, for this solution, you can see already in triangle ABC, two angles are given, angle A and angle C. By using the angle sum property, you can find out angle B. That is, angle ABC is equal to 180 minus sum of the other two angles, that is 20 and 40. You will get angle ABC is equal to 120 degrees. That is 180 minus 20 plus 40, if you are subtracting 60, 180 minus 60, 120 degrees. Now, BX is the bisector of angle B. When BX is the bisector of angle B, so angle ABX and angle CBX both are equal to half of the angle B, that is half of 120 degrees, that means it is equal to 60 degrees. So angle ABX is 60 degrees and angle CBX also 60 degrees. Now, by comparing the angles, we can see in triangle BXC, you can compare the angles. 80 degrees is greater than 60 degrees. Therefore, so in triangle BXC, by comparing the three angles, 80 degrees, 60 degrees and 40 degrees, and compare only 80 and 60 degrees, 80 degrees is greater than 60 degrees. So 80 degrees opposite side is BC and 60 degrees opposite side is XC. Therefore, BC is greater than XC. Now, see the second example. In the given figure, ABC is a triangle with angle B is equal to 35 degrees and angle C is equal to 65 degrees. And bisector of angle BAC meets BC in X. So you have to arrange AX, BX and CX in descending order. Now for this solution, you can observe in triangle ABC, the sum of the three angles is 180 degrees by angle sum property. Therefore, we can find out angle BAC, that is angle A. So angle B is 35 degrees, angle C is 65 degrees, and sum of the three angles is 180 degrees. Therefore, angle A, that is angle BAC, is equal to 80 degrees. Now, since AX is the bisector of angle A, therefore angle BAX and angle CAX both are equal to half of 80 degrees, that is 40 degrees. Now, you compare first in triangle AXC all the three angles. Here, only two angles if you will compare, one is 65 degrees, another one 40 degrees. So 65 degrees is greater than 40 degrees. Therefore, 65 degrees opposite side is AX and 40 degrees opposite side is CX. So therefore, AX is greater than CX. Again, in triangle ABX, if you are comparing the two angles, one angle is 40 degrees and another angle 35 degrees. So 40 degrees is greater than 35 degrees. Therefore, the side opposite to greater angle is BX and the side opposite to the smaller angle is AX. So BX is greater than AX. So the first equation is AX is greater than CX and second equation is BX is greater than AX. Therefore, by observing the first and second equations, we can conclude that BX is greater than AX is greater than CX. Now, third example you can see, if O is a point within triangle ABC, you have to show that OA plus OB plus OC is greater than half of AB plus BC plus CA. So when O is a point in the interior of the triangle ABC and O is joined with A, B and C, then you are getting the interior of the triangle three triangles, OAB, OBC and OCA. Now first, in triangle OAB, the sum of the two sides is greater than the third side, therefore OA plus OB is greater than AB. That is the first equation. In triangle OBC, OB plus OC is greater than BC is the second equation. And third triangle, if you will take in triangle OCA, again sum of the two sides is greater than the third side, therefore OC plus OA is greater than AC. Now by adding these three equations, you will get 2 times of OA plus 2 times of OB plus 2 times of OC is greater than AB plus BC plus AC. So when 2 you are taking common, 2 into OA plus OB plus OC is greater than AB plus BC plus AC you will get. Then 2 if you are taking on the right hand side of the inequality, then OA plus OB plus OC is greater than half of AB plus BC plus AC. So with this we can conclude the triangle chapter. Thank you.